You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ, Bucky, and Rhett back with you. We're moving on. Yesterday, we knocked out the AFC preview. Today, we're doing the NFC preview. And unfortunately, it's come down from on high from our big boss here, Drew Christensen, that Rhett, no discussion of your fantasy team. They put that through a focus group, and it did not go well.
I mentioned one thing, trying to turn fantasy into reality with the AFC North, and I'm getting crushed for it. All right, fine. Fine. That's it. But, you know, what I do think is kind of interesting, because is it fantasy to say that anyone other than the Niners and the Eagles are going to compete here in the NFC? Or is that, in fact, reality, Bucky? I mean, that's kind of the question that dominates this conference going into the season.
Yeah, right now, you talk about the Niners and the Eagles being the front runners in this conference. They matched up last year, and the Niners would say, if not for an injury to the quarterback, they should have been a team that was sitting in the Super Bowl. We'll have an opportunity to see that. They're running back with Brock Purdy. That defense is pretty much the same offensively. They're just better because now Christian McCaffrey has a full offseason to really master this thing. Kyle Shanahan can pull out his tricks. I just like it. I like when you have two talented teams that are kind of looking at each other from afar, knowing that at some point they're going to have to meet. And when they meet, it could be to decide which one is representative in the NFC.
Yep. Well, we're all on the same page. All right, everybody, let's jump in to the NFC, and let's start on the NFC East, where last year the Philadelphia Eagles marched all the way to the Super Bowl behind that 14-3 regular season record. The Cowboys not far behind, racking up 12 wins and getting their way into the postseason. The Giants gave them three playoff teams at 9-7, and one of the Commanders not far behind at 8-8-1. So no teams with losing records in the NFC East last year. You could make a case that every team in this division is somehow improved from last year. In a division that had three playoff teams, Buck, I'm looking at the Philadelphia Eagles. At the end of last season, I thought, man, they are going to lose a ton of guys. They're going to have a tough time keeping this team together. Hey, look, Javon Hargrave is gone. That's a big loss. But then what they did in the draft, who they were able to re-sign and keep, And Jalen Hurts, just another year in the system, another year of growth and development. I feel like that they're, like every other team in this division, they're improved.
Yeah, they are improved. And maybe Howie Roseman took a page from, I guess, his new favorite college team, Georgia, and just decided we're going to treat this thing like a collegiate team. We may have some guys graduate, but we got a set of underclassmen that are ready to fill in. And so those underclassmen, the Jordan Javises of the world, Jalen Carter's coming over, N'Kobe Dean being elevated to a role, they get Nolan Smith. And so you're looking at this defense, you're like, man, they lose these talented players, but they appear to have guys in place to step up, and they're ready to make it happen. Offensively, Jalen Hurts. I mean, you can't bet against Jalen Hurts because we've seen how this guy has improved each and every offseason since he entered the league. Well, now he has more reps, more experience with his guys on the outside, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, respectively. He still can get it done as a runner when need be. I don't know why you would count out the Philadelphia Eagles. They've already proven to us that they can – shoot, I mean, in the Super Bowl, that they can be one of those title contenders, one of those heavyweights, one of the last teams standing. There's no reason why they shouldn't go back to back when it comes to being able to win the NFC.
Yeah, look, I think the Giants are going to have something to say about this division. I think on both sides of the ball, they're going to be better. And this was a playoff team that won a playoff game a year ago. And I think with Daniel Jones now year two, if that one drive of the preseason tells us anything, they are comfortable in their skin, in this system with Brian Daboll, with some of these new pieces that we're seeing here. Darren Waller is going to be targeted early and often, and that is a great thing for Daniel Jones. And Saquon Barkley back, you know, I get it's the year deal, fine, but man, they're going to use him, they're going to run him, and I think the offensive line gets better. Andrew Thomas has shown up and shown that he can be one of the better tackles in football. So, I think the Giants are going to be more of a contender in this division, you know, and more of a challenger to the Eagles than maybe we give them credit for at this point. I think defensively they get better too, and they can get after the passer out on the edge with Kayvon Thibodeau. Aziz Ojulari gets healthy. There's a lot to like there with that New York Giants team, DJ.
Yeah, I would have been pretty comfortable in saying Rhett was going to go with the Giants in the follow-up there. I knew exactly where that was going to end up. But which allows me to jump to the Dallas Cowboys. Left me some real estate here. To me, when you look at the Dallas Cowboys, this is a team, when I went out there to training camp, guys, this is an offensive line that Zach Martin was not there at that point in time. Tyron Smith had a rough day. In fact, a lot of it was documented. What happened with him trying to go up against an elite player in Micah Parsons did not go well that day that I was there. Terrence Steele was in and out of practice, wasn't a full-time participant. So now fast forward, here we are to the start of the season. Terrence Steele, healthy, locked in, big-time extension he just signed. Zach Martin, they got that contract squabble worked out. He's back in the fold. And then Tyron Smith, look, he's not going to be the Tyron Smith of old. He's kind of the older Tyron Smith. But I think if they can keep this group healthy, they're going to be fine. They're going to be okay offensive line-wise. I think this offense has a chance to be, you know, they want to run the ball a little bit more, be a little bit more balanced. I get that. I think they have a chance, as they've been in the past, to be a top, you know, 10 type offense. They've been higher than that in years past. I don't think they're going to be quite that high this year. But I think defensively, guys, Buck, I'll kick it to you. When you look at this defense, when you add Mozzie Smith in there who can really hold it down at the point of attack, and you have DeMarcus Lawrence who can rush the passer, Odigizua who's a good young player, Parsons is elite, is special. You know, they've got some other guys in Dorrance Armstrong, Sam Williams. They've got young athletic guys in that front. And then you've got guys in the back end that can take the football away. I think this has a chance. They've been a turnover machine. I think this has a chance to be one of the best defenses in the league.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you on that. I think Dan Quinn has a lot of weapons at his disposal, and he's going to unleash those weapons at offenses around the league. It starts with Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons is a freak of nature. He's a guy who can attack the quarterback from a variety of different angles, from a variety of different spots. That makes it difficult to game plan how to neutralize number 11. But it's not only him, because people are talking about DeMarcus Lawrence, but it's what they've assembled in the back end that I'm excited about. Stephon Gilmore pairing up with Trayvon Diggs. It's not only because Gilmore's played at a high level, but now Diggs can have a mentor to teach him how to work through some of the rough patches in his game. This team being able to really create turnovers in bunches because they get pressure, they attack the ball, they do it. With the offense that we expect to see, a more balanced offense, but one that still has some explosive potential, their ability to get stops and generate turnovers could really be the deciding factor in whether this team is 10, 11, 12 win team, or if this team gets them to that high cotton 14, 15 wins and really competes for a number one seed.
Did you guys happen to catch, Bucky, did you happen to see just how proud DJ was of that Tyron Smith anagram that, that he just kind of came up with on the fly? He
was, you were proud. He was you lit up like a Christmas tree.
Well, I did. And then I was like, and then I was listening and I was like, we got 15, you were feeling your oats because we got 15 seconds of word salad and zero analysis. And then you had to kick it to Buck to regain your composure and start talking about the Cowboys again. So that was fantastic. Now, look, let's just say something quickly about the Washington Commanders here, because I know there's a lot of questions about whether Sam Howell can really be a quarterback within Eric Bieniemy's system that gets the most out of the talent that they have. But the talent that they have on the edge and the perimeter on offense is really dang good. I'm really excited to see what a full season of Jahan Dotson can bring. You know, we all kind of loved him coming out of Penn State. I thought he did really well. The first part of that season for Washington was great last year, and then, you know, kind of got banged up a little bit. Injury kind of thwarted what he might have been able to do for a full season. But he and Terry McLaurin together, again, with a pretty good 1-2 punch in the backfield, too. Now, look, it's going to come down to whether their offensive line can protect and can keep Sam, you know, available to hit some of these top end targets. But I am at least intrigued by what Washington can do offensively. And then we know if they get their edge guys, their defensive front to play up to the potential that they have, man, that's going to be a tough front to deal with. But I think Washington, you know, maybe not in terms of top of the division production, but definitely top of the division intrigue guys, of what they might be able to bring offensively.
Yeah, there's no bad teams in this division. So you got to show up and play each and every week. They can all beat each other. We saw that last year with what Washington did. So going to be an interesting one to follow for sure. I still think the Eagles, the class of the bunch. Let's get over to the NFC North. The division, like we always say this time of year, it's the division of the Detroit Lions. I mean, let's go. The Lions have all the heat, all the buzz, all the conversation has been on them. Last playoff win, 1991. Okay, that's been a minute. Expectations are that comes this year. That happens this year, and it begins by them taking down this division. Buck, are you buying that?
I mean, I'm buying them as a team that is definitely in the conversation to do it. And the reason why is I love Ben Johnson's offense. Jared Goff is a perfect point guard for this offense. They have distributed. He can distribute it. He can get it to the playmakers on the outside and let them go to work. Jared Goff quietly played at a high enough level where he not only is a Pro Bowl candidate, but he's a guy that we could eventually maybe talk about at an MVP level if this offense performs to expectation. Amara St. Brown, Jameson Williams will eventually come back. Really excited about Sam Laporta coming over from Iowa. It's about giving Jared Goff an opportunity to really put it all on his shoulders and allow him to really throw it. If he throws it the way that he threw it last year with the efficiency and the carefulness that he displayed, yeah, this team is going to score a lot of points, and they're going to give people problems. And if they give people problems, that means they're certainly one of the teams that's going to be at the top of the board when it comes to the NFC North standings at the end of the season.
Yeah, look, I think it's hard to argue there that the Lions are the direct challenger at this point to the Minnesota Vikings, you know, who sat at the top of the division a year ago. Could the Green Bay Packers, you know, with Jordan Love and the young wide receiver core there make some moves? Sure. But I think with, you know, the Lions, maybe more so than any team in that division, understand who they are. And I think we saw that within the draft. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there was some courage there to say, yeah, sure. We'll take, not only are we going to take a running back in the first round, but we'll take an off-ball linebacker too, because they're what we need to get this team over the hump. Jahmyr Gibbs, I think Dan Campbell said this week in terms of his usage, he's not going to line up at punter. So anywhere else seems to be fair game, which is kind of intriguing, because Ben Johnson has kind of established himself as one of these, he's got great ingenuity and command of how he wants to attack defenses. So a player like Gibbs with that kind of versatility in his skill set, I think is going to be really useful for this team. And on the flip side, I think Jack Campbell is going to be a stalwart in the middle of that defense, not just a guy that can stick his nose in and stop the run, but pretty dang good in coverage too. And I like what they do in the back end. And so I think that's where Minnesota kind of worries me a little bit, because there are some offenses here that can get up and down the field. I think from second level to back end of Minnesota's defense, there's some questions that they've got to deal with and get answered as this season rolls along, DJ.
Yeah, to me, I'm looking at Chicago, guys. This is a team, I think they're already winners before the season starts, because they hold Carolina's first pick. They were the trade last year. They've got Carolina's pick. and they've got their own. I know there's people that are bullish on them. You're going to see this huge leap, this huge jump, and Justin Fields is going to take off. I hope that's the case. I think they've got some better personnel. Offensive line's better. DJ Moore gives them a legit number one wide receiver. You saw in the preseason what he can give you run after catch. They're going to be better. I don't think that they're going to be an upper echelon offense, though. I still think this offensive line has some holes. So, yeah, improved, yes. But, man, I look at the defensive side of the ball. Who do you really have to game plan around? I mean, they've got – I like Brisker as a young player. Tyreek Stevenson, I think, is going to be a good young corner. They got the rookie that I like. I mean, they go out and get Yannick Ngakoue late, and just he's right in the mix. He's a starter for them. I don't think when you're preparing the advanced scouting report – that you really have to circle one guy on this defense and go, oh man, this guy can ruin our day. So I think the Bears still behind in this division, a little bit better, but not necessarily the leap that others think they're going to make. And I think the Green Bay Packers, to me, if you told me between the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings, I think I'm more bullish on the Green Bay Packers with Jordan Love and how comfortable he seems to be. I just think the overall roster is in a better position. I think this division comes down to the Lions and the Packers when it's all said and done. So, we'll see how it all shakes out, but that's how I see it going down. It's going to be an interesting division to keep an eye on, especially with the Packers and Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers not being there. That'll be a big storyline we'll be tracking throughout the year. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get to the NFC South and the NFC West. Plenty of intrigue in the South with the number one overall pick in Bryce Young. And then once we get out West, is anybody going to compete with the Niners? I don't think so. We'll talk about it.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Pacaso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's Pacaso.com.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, let's keep it rolling here as we get to the NFC South. And this is a division where you talk about turnover at the quarterback position. It's unanimous. We've got all new quarterbacks from Tom Brady to Baker Mayfield, from Mariota to Ritter, from Baker in Carolina to Bryce in Carolina, and from Jameis Winston to Derek Carr, the change that took place in New Orleans. It is a it's a division that's been shook up a little bit here, Rhett. And when you look at it, to me, I think that the Saints have probably, I would say, are the team that's got the most buzz, highest expectations, I should say, for the New Orleans Saints this year. You agree with that?
Well, and I do agree with it. And I think it ultimately comes down in this division to who do you trust? And I think you trust a quarterback in Derek Carr that comes in with some pretty good weapons when everybody fully gets back and ready to roll. And, you know, Alvin Kamara is going to miss some time. And, you know, does Michael Thomas stay healthy and provide at least something opposite Chris Olave and with Rashid Shaheed in there? I know they're really high on Juwan Johnson, which I'm kind of curious about to see how that develops at tight end this season. Pretty good offensive line when healthy. So I like what they do offensively. But to me, this comes down to a defense in New Orleans that's been, you know, really good and one of the best in the division, if not the conference, the last couple of years. So from Cam Jordan to Demario Davis to Marshawn Lattimore in the back end, they've got real playmakers at each level. I think the Saints are the class of this division, Bucky, and I'm not sure that it's really close.
Ooh. So my people up in Atlanta would take a little umbrage with that, knowing the rivalry that exists between the Saints and the Falcons. The Falcons would contend. You look at our offense, we can go toe-to-toe with anybody. They surrounded young Desmond Ridder with a plethora of playmakers that are fast, physical, and have advantages either physically or athletically. When I think about Kyle Pitts, Drake London, what they can do outside, looking like a basketball team, just bean topping those little DBs. And then Bijan Robinson teaming with Tyler Algiers to give this team a devastating 1-2 punch. And the rushing attack with Robinson also able to add something to the passing game. I like where the Falcons are at offensively. And if Desmond Ridder can just kind of be that John Stockton-like point guard that just hits guys with bounce passes and chest passes when they're open, this offense is going to score a lot of points. And even though we're optimistic about the Saints, I do wonder, in a shootout, can they go toe-to-toe with a team like the Falcons, particularly when Arthur Smith doesn't mind flipping the script and running the football down opponents' throats?
I think the Falcons are going to be the most fun team to watch, Bucky, for the reasons you just mentioned. It's a positionless offense. They can move those guys. They're all interchangeable, moving them all over the place. You know, I know Rhett's big on fantasy football. He likes to talk about it in every episode. So I went to Bijan Robinson early in my fantasy draft because I'm big on what he's going to be able to accomplish for that group. But to me, when I look at the Carolina Panthers guys who are kind of rolling through these teams, is it possible to say I love the quarterback, I believe in the quarterback, but I don't think it's going to be very good this year? I don't think they have the pieces in place. We talk about the P's with the play caller. They've got that. You talk about the protection. That's a question mark. The playmakers, that's a question mark. He's part of the foundation of this team. I think they got it right. But, man, I just don't think there's enough around him. I do think the defense has a chance to be really good. Matt Rhule did a good job kind of building that side of the ball up. They're very athletic. They're very explosive. So I'm more confident on that side of the ball, but I just don't think there's enough there offensively. And then Buck, when you look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, maybe the least talked about team in this entire division.
Yeah, least talked about team. Baker Mayfield takes over for Tom Brady. He will have an opportunity to, once again, resurrect his career. He'll get a chance to do it with some talented pieces on the outside and Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. A lot of uncertainty in front of him, though, with that offensive line. You worry about the running game and look, a first-time offensive coordinator calling plays. You just wonder how all of this fits. The thing that we do know about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Todd Bowles is going to control that defense, and that defense still has the firepower to be able to really make life miserable on quarterbacks. Devin White being able to kind of control it in the middle. The secondary with these veterans, young veterans that are ball hawks, they have some pieces to make it tough. A lot of it comes back on Baker Mayfield taking care of the football and the Buccaneers being able to run the football so he's not in pass-happy situations exclusively, because then his life would be real, real tough for Baker Mayfield to succeed.
Yeah, if I'm reading into this, I think all of us, you know, whether or not you fall on the Falcons side of things or the Saints side of things, it does feel like those are the two teams. That's the collision course. That's going to end up deciding this division. I think I probably lean a little bit more towards the Saints at this point in time as we're getting ready to kick it off. But that feels like the matchup we'll be keeping an eye on. All right, I'm going to challenge Bucky here because I know Buck, he worked with John Schneider. He's worked with the Seattle Seahawks. So this is where, you know, a lot of times in media, you see it all the time. You see people that can't have an objective opinion. They have their biases. They get locked in. So I'm going to put Buck on the spot right here. Do you honestly think that anybody, including the Seattle Seahawks, have a shot of dethroning the 49ers this year?
I think the Niners are tough. They're a class of division. But the Seahawks have closed the gap. They're right there. If Geno Smith plays like he played last year,
I knew you couldn't.
They're right there. They're right there. And they're there for many reasons. JSN, Jackson Smith, and Jigba gives them three wide receivers to go with, I believe, a very talented running game. And so when you think about the yin and the yang of the running game and the play action passing attack and the way they can attack, I like that. Defensively, they completely upgraded. Draymond Jones, Jaren Reed coming back, Bobby Wagner coming back. Moving the furniture around in the back end where you have Julian Love coming over. You draft Devin Witherspoon. Yeah, why wouldn't I believe in the second coming of the Legion of Boom? The Seattle Seahawks have done a lot to put themselves in a position to overtake the Niners. And because it's such a bitter rivalry, I can't count them out. I think they're right there. They're right there with the Niners.
Yeah, I guess to me, for the Seahawks to really kind of, you know, come to fruition as a team that could challenge the 49ers within this division, or at least make it interesting, it comes down to whether those running backs stay healthy. You know, Kenneth Walker and Charbonnet, you know, who they drafted this year, and if they're going to be a 1-2 punch with an offensive line that proved to be pretty physical a year ago with some young players as bookend tackles, like those guys got to stay rolling, right? We can't, I know that they've got the receivers out there to work in a pass game, but I don't know that you want to put that much emphasis on the throw game with Geno without having a steady dose of that run game. So we'll see if those guys can stay healthy. Defensively, I like what we're seeing in the secondary there with Reek Woolen and with Devin Witherspoon on the corners. I think that's going to be really fun to watch. Obviously, it was a year ago. What do they get out of Jamal Adams? I feel like he's been like the least talked about veteran player, you know, who at one point in his career was one of the best in the game.
He hasn't played.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, what are we going to get out of him? I think it's a relatively unknown. Could be a nice bonus for the Seahawks defense. And then, guys, I mean, I just, you know, the Cardinals and the Rams, you know, I obviously have a lot more trust and confidence in what the Rams are going to be able to do this year. But to me, a large piece of that is whether Cooper Kupp can, you know, put these hamstring issues behind him. And it sounds like that's still up in the air right now. Otherwise, it's going to be a tough slog for those two teams to kind of be competitive in this division.
Yeah, guys, I think it's the Niners, and I think there's still a pretty good gap. Seattle is a good football team. I just feel like the Niners defensively, when they have everybody on the field, you know, happy, under contract, that this is a front that can just take over and dominate games. They've got talent. They've got depth. Javon Hargrave getting dropped into the middle of that defense is a big deal. They've got playmakers at all three levels, and they're just a physical bunch. Now, if you're asking me my concern, I'm actually, you know, not even the quarterback is a concern for me. I know they went through everything with Trey Lance. They've moved on from him. Sam Darnold comes in to be the backup. I think if Sam has to play, whether Brock Purdy, something happened to him health-wise, or maybe he doesn't maintain the level he had last year, I think Sam's more than capable of operating this offense and them not skipping a beat. But offensive line-wise, to me, the right side of that line gives me a little bit of pause, a little bit of a concern there. That would be the one area of this Niners team that I'm not just completely sold on. But I do think that they are the class of the division. Yes. I think it's a two-horse race in the conference. It's the Niners. It's the Eagles. Talked about that at the very top. I think that's inevitable. And they don't like each other either, by the way. I think it's the best rivalry we have in the league right now, because they literally, it's not like, they're good, we're good. They hate each other. So yeah, that's going to be a fun one. Buck, I'll kick it back to you on these other teams, because I don't even know if they sell these anymore, but hypothetically, if they still sold programs, the Rams would break the record for programs sold this year, because there's no way any of these fans have any idea who the heck these guys are that they're trotting out there right now.
No, no idea. A team that went from really collecting stars, wanting to win with star power, when they had a group, I mean, they had every all-star you could think about. OBJ, Von Miller, Jalen Ramsey. You think about Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford, all those pieces. Those guys aren't there anymore. And so now it's Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford, and a bunch of unknowns. And how well would those guys play being thrust into prominent roles? We have talked about it. Like, they talked about not really regarding those picks in high and high regard. And so what are they going to do? All of these young players, these developmental guys, you put them all on the field, I don't know if they all can play well. Matthew Stafford is, well, he doesn't complain, but his wife complained about him not really being connected with his teammates. To me, it looks like a disaster waiting to happen. Maybe it's different. Maybe that is just preseason fodder. We get excited about that. Maybe they're different now that we're about to play the real games. But it hasn't looked good to this point. I can't imagine it looking much better once we get to the regular season.
Well, I know one thing. When it comes to Arizona Cardinals, you know, teams love slogans. We've seen it with Deion Sanders, with Colorado. It was the "We Coming." That was their slogan. You know, "Why Not Us" is a slogan that we've heard. I mean, there's a million of these things. These
teams, I got fire in my gut, DJ.
Fire in your gut is not the one. The slogan year for the Arizona Cardinals, it's four words. It's four words for their slogan. With the first pick, that's it. That's the slogan. It's not going to go well for the Arizona Cardinals this year, unfortunately. If you're a Cardinal fan, I apologize. But this is going to be a fun conference overall. Big picture, we've talked about it. Eagles, Niners, that feels like that's going to happen. The Cowboys, I think, are going to be a fun team. We're going to see, you know, Bryce Young, the Carolina Panthers. Talk about the Atlanta Falcons and all their versatile pieces. So while the AFC has the quarterback star power, we'll give them that. There is still a lot of intrigue left in the NFC, and we cannot wait to get this thing kicked off. Well, there it is. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. We will be with you each and every week, continuing to give you good football knowledge right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.